Good morning, America. Welcome to Tuesday, March the 5th, 2024. Boss Big Show now on the air. 107.1997 FM on your Boss app, 107.1theboss.com. It is the Robbie and Rochelle in the Morning Show with Robbie, Rochelle, Joe Kermit, and the rest of the crew. Put that song on first thing this morning. I said, see what I did, Joe? Put on a rain song this morning. I took the time to go searching for just the right song to match the moment. He says, man, next time you go one of those conferences, talk to those college kids, you bestow that programming stroke of genius.
Genius.
Be the first guy to play a rainy day song on a rainy day. Yeah. Just brilliant. Look at you.
Yeah. Like nobody's ever done that before.
I thought it was pretty clever, but apparently not. Also, I had to look it up. I thought today was at Ides of March, but that's March the 15th. I would have sworn on my little desk calendar today was the Ides of March, but March the 15th. Today is the Super Tuesday. That's the big day on the calendar for today.
All right.
Big news from Devil's Land. I was curious to see. I saw this first thing. Curious to see how you're feeling. The Devils have fired their coach, Lindy Ruff.
Lindy Ruff is out.
And they got an interim head coach now, Travis Green.
Yeah.
Running the whole operation.
For the team. Yeah, he played for the team for a while. Yeah, out. Get him out. They're you know, they've played 61 games. They have 64 points. They have 30 wins. This team should be up there with the Carolina and Philly. I mean, this is a good hockey team. It really is. And they need goalie. No doubt. They need goaltending. But, I mean, they should be better than they are. So. And then what always happens in the NHL, they fire the coach, lights a fire under the players. Next 3 or 4 games, they'll play great, and then they'll be back to where they were.
But, how long has Lindy been with the team?
I thought 3 years, I think.
All right. Oh, fourth season with the team.
Yeah, a little more than that. But the good news is the Rangers now, after winning 10 in a row, have lost 3 out of 4. So that's, that's the good news.
That's quite a name, Lindy Ruff. That sounds almost like a porn name, doesn't it? Lindy Ruff.
He played in the league for a long time, too. He was a tough guy, Lindy Ruff.
Yeah, I'm looking pictures of him on the sidelines. He's kind of got the Bill Belichick scowl going.
Yes, absolutely. During the game, he's
Well, good. I'm glad you're in a good mood about this, because when I see any news about the Devils, I'm never sure exactly what your reaction might be.
Oh, no, I'm fine with it. I have no problem with it. I mean, he can't stop the best player on the team from getting hurt and being out for 6 weeks. I mean, there's nothing he can do about that. But that'll let a fire under the boys, and we'll see what happens.
When's the last time they won the whole deal? Have they ever won the whole deal? I'm just asking. I don't really know much about hockey. It's an honest, earnest question.
95, 2000, 2003. They've won 3 Stanley Cups lately.
All right. Well, that's
people actually remember them, not like the Rangers.
That's respectable.
They've only won 3. They won 3.
What are you laughing at?
His dig to the Rangers.
Well, I can't. I hate the Rangers. I know you're not supposed to hate anybody anymore. That's a bad word.
Yeah.
But I hate the Rangers.
You don't. You don't actually hate them. You just can't stand them. There's a difference.
Listen to me. I hate the New York Rangers.
Come on.
I mean, you're allowed to hate a team. I think that's fair. Look, that's part of sports.
Rochelle, Ohio State, what first thing comes into your mind?
Hate.
I mean, you hate them? The word hate is kind of a strong word.
Oh, I hate them.
Don't you just hate them. God, I can't stand them. There's a difference between that and hating them, don't you think?
Visceral.
Hate them.
Visceral.
And anybody who's an Ohio State fan, I very much dislike them. I won't say I hate them.
Well, it's not their fault a lot of times.
Right. And that's why I very much dislike them. I don't hate them. But right. Ohio State... hate.
I don't know.
So I understand.
This is amazing to me because I'm not sure that I hate anybody or hate
anybody.
Yeah, you're right.
Lies.
That was a bunch of crap, wasn't it? How's your computer working?
That might have been the biggest, fattest fib you've ever told right there.
Lies.
And there's been a lot of them, let me tell you. Most of what I say is hogwash. Is your computer working okay? You ready to go?
My computer's fine.
Okay, good. She's ready to go. Joe's ready to go. Now, I wonder if it means we get an early summer. I need to ask Nick about that because we seem to be getting the April showers, May flowers business a month early here with rain every other day.
That's a good question.
I wonder if that means then it's summertime by, before Memorial Day. That'd be nice, right?
That would be very nice. I'll take that.
It's a happy thought.
Mm-hmm.
On the way this morning, we'll do animal stories. 8:20. Hope you kept track of movie guy Red Pepper's word of the day because we get a prize for you. We'll have a brand new Red Pepper word of the day about 8:20 this morning. It's a brand new feature. I'm very excited about it.
Yes.
It's just launched this week. We'll do the Fast 5 birthdays. Ross has the horrible scopes coming right up. He said.
She said.
7:50 this morning. 7:10. It's a little something tricky. We're calling it the backwards oldie Oscar edition. So I got an oldie that has won an Oscar.
Okay,
and I'm going to play it backwards. Now, really, when you think about it, that should make it a little bit easier because, of course, there are millions of songs, but not every one of them has won an Oscar.
Mm-hmm.
We'll play that for you about 7:10. For tickets, go see the Outlaw Music Festival with Bob Dylan, Robert Plant, Willie Nelson, Alison Krauss, and more this summer at PNC Bank Art Center. So that should be a big one. Right here, right now, time for the CBB, the Community Bulletin Board. Local businesses, organizations, community groups putting together fun events, and we share them all right here on your CBB, your community bulletin board. You can text them in on the Text Connect. You can do it on Facebook, send us a little direct message, or right through 1071theboss.com, where you can always get a complete list of station events. See what MNAB Boss Roadie is going to be on tour. I don't know why I always feel like I'm at an auction in the South somewhere. I say 25, 25, 25.
I don't know.
And sold to the gentleman in white for $25. They are.
You get a Southern accent when you say certain words. Not sure why.
There's something about the CBB, the lead up to it, where I feel like I'm... like I'm at a junkyard or something, auctioning off wicker furniture. I don't know
it's
why.
Fair. I guess I kind of understand that.
I don't know why that is, but it's true. And thank God your computer ready to go. Rochelle with some laptop problems this morning because she has kindly printed out the CBB for me this morning. Starting out with those Boss Roadies on the move this weekend, Ocean County St. Patrick's Day Parade. Joe Nolan will be riding with your Boss Roadies on Saturday starting at noontime, unless he oversleeps, which he's known to do.
Yeah, that happens.
And then it's an early parade on Sunday. The Asbury Park Parade gets going at 11 o'clock in the morning. I know there is supposed to be some rain on Saturday, but so far we are on, baby. We'll keep you posted. You got the big Sunday festivities, March the 17th. Which is St. Patrick's Day Sunday. It's an Irish breakfast and a live Springsteen on Sunday broadcast from Bar A in Lake Como with proud Irishman Tom Cunningham.
Yes.
Doors open at 8, radio show at 9. Then we move over to legendary Kelly's in Neptune with Ross Britton starting at 11, and your chance to win. That'll be a big St. Patrick's Day. How about this? There's an annual corned beef dinner happening Saturday. They do it every year. The American Legion Post 45 at Perth Amboy. I like it going at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. You can dine in or just swing by and take out. Plus
nice.
50-50 raffle and more. American Legion Post 45, their annual corned beef dinner.
Love
just
that.
Search them on Facebook for info. All right, come on, Barbie. Let's go party. It's a big Barbie party here. We have the... What is this, Kermit? Is this the song? I asked him to get the song.
Hiya, Barbie.
Hiya, Barbie.
Hi, Ken.
Hi, Ken. I turned it off. That's enough.
I was disappointed that that song was not in the movie. I do have to say that.
I mean, they couldn't license that song. The group had, well, that's their only song.
I don't think
you know?
They wanted it in the movie.
Oh. Well, let's see. Come on, Barbie. Let's go party. Party. Tomorrow at 4 o'clock. Will you two stop it? Ocean County Library at LBI branch. All ages welcome. You can celebrate Women's History Month. What a great way to celebrate with the Barbie movie, I guess. Barbie's Amazing Life and do some craft. It's a doll. There's no life.
Right. She can do anything. She's Barbie.
Registration is required. The
she's
Ocean
an
County.
She's an astronaut. She's a teacher. Yeah, uh-huh. She's a real estate agent.
Oh, my God.
She's
really?
She's a veterinarian.
Is she a member of the Association of Realtors?
Absolutely.
Wow.
She's got a members-only jacket. She can do anything.
I wish I had a members-only jacket. The OceanCountyLibrary.org for all the details. It's to come on, Barbie. Let's go party. Gosh darn it. And Bingo Thursday, Tom's River Brewing, happening Thursday night and the first Thursday of every month.
Oh, that's fun.
So here we are, 6:30 this Thursday, 8 rounds of bingo alternating between regular bingo, and a winner is awarded a free drink from Tom's River Brewing. It's tomsriverbrewing.com for the info on that one. See
that's
you there.
So fun.
Come on, Barbie. Let's go party. Your CBB. A couple of things we thought you needed to know to be in the know this morning. Is that what it is? Your community bulletin board.
Election coverage isn't fun. Candidates lost, but tell me, who has won? These politicians are re-s. Personal attacks tearing their own parties apart. Tuesday, Super Tuesday. Tuesday, Super Tuesday.
Ladies and gentlemen, our great pleasure, privilege to continue the broadcasting tradition of the world-famous Robbie and Rochelle in the Morning animal stories. From the fish in the sea to the birds in the sky to our friendly four-legged little friends, little fur balls, even the creepy crawlies sometimes. These are animal stories trending about animals.
Right.
That's how it works out. Five cyclists were attacked by a cougar. Hey, how are you doing?
Different kind of cougar.
Oh, not
I'm
that
betting.
Kind of cougar?
Yes.
They're on their bicycle and she's just mowing them down. This happened out in Washington State. They survived because they were able to pin it down with one of the bicycles. Your sergeant, Carlo Pace, he's with the Fish and Wildlife Police commenting on what happened.
I'm shocked. Never heard of attack of cyclist.
The Fish and Wildlife officer shot and killed this cougar before it could do more damage. They held now with mountain bike.
I don't know how they did it, but they did. So you want to act big, you want to make noise, you want to act large, you want to fight back if you're attacked.
I got to tell you, I always feel bad for the animal, not for the bicyclist. I know I'm supposed to say, oh, thank God they all survived. And in my head, I'm thinking, I wish he'd just eaten them all alive and run off.
Why?
Because, I don't know, I feel bad for the poor animal. He's just out in his habitat, minding his business, and these idiots and their leotards and their bicycles and their water bottles and their Peloton and whatever the hell else they're doing come right into his town, and he gets shot, and they hold him down with a bicycle before they kill him. That's just awful. I wish he'd eaten all of them alive. I really do.
Well, I guess when you put it that way, that sounds pretty horrible.
I wish he just
was chasing them. He could have just been hiding in the woods and not chasing them.
I wish he just bitten right in and slurped up their intestines.
Okay, that's...
I don't like that story at all.
Very gruesome.
The poor cougar got murdered. It's terrible.
Okay.
Somebody call Johnny Cochran, will you? These are animal stories. Let's go out to Great Britain. A woman there comes home to find her home totally destroyed and a hole burrowed right in her pantry.
Oh, gosh.
Charlotte Glazer has a case of a badger burrowing in her pantry.
Oh, no.
Hello, badger. What a mess you made, badger. Just sort of mindless vandalism, I think, is the only way to describe it.
I got to tell you, that's the most British thing I've ever heard.
Hello, badger.
Woman comes home and there's a badger burrowing in her pantry. Hello, badger.
Hello, badger. That's
Have you seen Kate Middleton? Nobody has. Is she down there with you, badger? It's the most British story I've ever heard.
It really is.
What do you got? Is it a rat problem? No, it's a badger.
Oh, I see. Badger. Hello.
These are animal stories. 30-pound rabbit rescued from a meat market a couple of years ago is now working as a therapy animal. Now, this is a great story. He's Alex the Rabbit. He lives in San Francisco. He rides around in a power wheel, and he's already done over 200 events at children's hospitals and for people with mental illness.
Wait, did you say he rides around in a power wheel?
They put him on a little power wheel.
Fantastic.
Call him up, hire him for your get-together.
Wow, that's very
Alex,
cute.
Alex the 30-pound rabbit. You imagine how many carrots he's down in every day?
Yeah. 30 pounds, that's a big rabbit.
That's more than pellets you're cleaning up at the bottom of the cage.
Oh, yucky.
He's got an Instagram page if you want to follow him. It's pretty cute. Well, here's a case of there must be more to this story than we're getting. There's a guy on his couch and he's got a pet pig. He's got a big giant hog as his pet.
Right.
Then a second pig comes in the room. Where does this pig come from? Unclear, but this pig wants to jump up on a couch with the pig and the man.
Aww.
Immediately falls asleep on the man's lap, and then a third pig comes in.
Uh-oh.
This pig is hyperactive, starts causing chaos. All of it's been caught on video.
All right, let's do this quietly. Let's do this quietly.
Oh. That's fun. Oh, my God. All right.
That's what it sounds like when Joe's sons are visiting a Marianne's to get him off the couch, the three of them. Snorting on the couch after watching a football game.
No.
Where'd the other two pigs come from? It's not clear.
Unclear.
Where are the pigs coming from?
That's crazy.
By the way, what was it in your pantry? It was a badger.
Hello, badger.
That's what it was. Animal stories. How about we go to St. Petersburg, Florida? Because, of course, it's always Florida. Stray cat crashed a couple's outdoor wedding, wouldn't stop meowing during the groom's wedding vows. The couple, Kara and Matt, big-time cat people, so when they heard the cat had been caught by the venue a couple of weeks later, they decided to adopt the cat.
Aww.
And they named her Daisy. And I'm attending that wedding. I'm like, thank God for this cat, because I'm sitting through 6 minutes of this guy and his vows about how, and then there was the time I saw you on a sailboat. And I'm like, you're the one, Kara. And they just go on and on and on. I mean, as if the traditional ceremony isn't monotonous enough. Thank God this cat broke things up a little bit.
You love weddings.
Oh.
You're just so into romance and love.
Like, when is the open bar?
Okay.
How about this? Out in Colorado, dog named Uller that was separated from his owner 11 months ago during an avalanche while they were climbing a mountain during a snowstorm.
Oh, my gosh.
Spotted on a trail cam. Even though the dog has been in the wild for such a long period, he appears to be just fine. Here's the dog's owner, Jacob.
They noticed dog tracks exiting the avalanche debris and all the way out the drainage. Yeah, and he's got a little bit of wolf in him as well.
Oh, my
God. He's very adept to being out in these conditions.
Is he? Is he very adept to being out in these conditions? He's a domesticated house pet, and you're hiking with the dog in a snowstorm, and there's an avalanche on a mountain. You know what? I hope you're eaten by a cougar, you fool. I mean, that's just ridiculous. You and these bicyclists, get off the damn mountain. What are you doing?
Scary, yeah.
I know what I'm going to do during a snowstorm. Climb a mountain with my dog, and then a year later, luckily the dog, I mean, you know what? I hope the dog and the cougar eat you. You bozo.
Wow.
Hate everything about that story.
You were really fired up this morning.
Well, I mean, just these people, they endanger animals for no reason. The dog doesn't want to do that,
no,
but he's
he
a
doesn't.
Loyal dog, so he follows. And then he's living in the wild for 11 months on a friggin' mountain.
I hear
while
you.
While Jacob is, you know, drinking his keto or whatever it is people do that are health conscious, you know? Unlike myself.
Drinking his keto.
I don't know.
What does that even mean?
What a bozo.
Okay.
And finally here in Animal Stories, the Houston Zoo in Texas. You know everything's bigger, right?
Texas.
They just did something big for a very small animal, a Peruvian stink bug.
Mm.
It ended up with a floppy neck after she molted and shed her exoskeleton.
Gross.
Hot.
That's hot.
Wow.
So they used part of a Q-tip and engineered a tiny neck brace to save the bug's life.
Oh, wow.
Took 2 days, but she healed. Grew the new exoskeleton back.
Wow. Okay.
Raise your hand if you have an ex-wife that grew her exoskeleton back. You're like, oh, she's fine. She grew it back.
She's fine.
Probably with my money. Those are animal stories. A little announcement to make. This weekend is a Boss Movie Music Weekend. We'll feature all the biggest hits from the silver screen for the big Oscar weekend. That'll all get going on Friday afternoon. Listen for those big movie songs. Jimmy Kimmel is your host for the fourth time this Sunday night.
Mm.
Total cost of the Oscar ceremony, $57 million.
Wow, really?
Total cost for an A-list actress actor to attend. This is from their entourage to their clothing to the hiring the limo, throwing an after party, the whole deal. $9.9 million.
What?
They spent an average of almost $10 million, A-list actors and actresses, to come to the event.
Wow.
Highest percentage in several years of women nominees, 33%. Cost $25,000 per 50,000 square foot of Oscar red carpet.
Wow, that's amazing.
Run an advertisement. It's a little bit less than the Super Bowl, but it's still $1.85 million. A couple of fun facts about your 96th annual Oscar Awards.
I wonder if that number includes... like their borrowed jewelry, because a lot of times they'll, you know, this is the Harry Winston, and they don't own that. It's just borrowed to them from
Well, it says cost, but it could be just what the total value of all
that's
of
just a huge number.
Items would be. Yeah, I bet you the jewelry is jacking up that price quite a bit.
Right, right.
But you figure they got to hire stylists and drivers and publicists and security teams and... Yeah, I would imagine it adds up pretty quickly. $9.9 million.
When you borrow that jewelry, do you have to put down a insurance policy or something?
I would think there's at least a written agreement.
I'm sure they have to sign an agreement. Yeah.
Oh, I know they have to sign an agreement, but I'm just wondering what they make them do. I don't know. I've never done that, so I don't
know. I know when they have something like Celine Dion wore the Hope Diamond at one point when she was doing Titanic, and they actually sent security with her just for the necklace. It was not her security. It was the security for the necklace. So I'm assuming if they are wearing something that is, you know, so valuable like that, they probably insist on their own security, their own people being there with the jewelry.
I remember that performance because she sang the song from Titanic, and she gets really into it and starts tapping her chest as she sings, and you can just see those guys on the sidelines ready to pounce like the Secret Service to protect that necklace.
Because she does, she taps on her chest, and
there's some big guy named Larry like, no.
What are you doing?
Miss Dion!
Yeah.
That's funny.
Here's an interesting.
Remember when JT did it? When JT did it and he did the big opening?
Yeah.
At the Oscars, that was great. I thought that was one of the best things the Oscars ever did was have him do that. That was great.
That was good. And Pink did one that was really fun too.
Yes.
And she started rollerblading around, which was really really fun.
I hate that song. Yep. That's a stupid song.
You do?
She's so talented, and she did that goofy song. She's so much better than that.
Fun.
She's so much better than that. I remember seeing her instrumental on a stool with a guitar, just doing "Me and Bobby McGee."
Yeah.
Amazing, right?
Yeah.
What is she doing with roller skates? Some disco song. She's so much more talented.
Entertaining.
Yeah, I don't know. She's fine. This is interesting. There's a sleep expert out this morning that says that drinking coffee the minute you wake up, you get up, you get the cup of coffee, not good. They say you should wait several hours because your hormone levels are not as high. They're at their highest point of the day, first thing in the morning. That's true for me, too. I'm the most frisky first thing in the morning because my hormone levels are up.
Is that what it is?
I don't know. But that's what they say. Your hormone levels are the highest when you wake up.
So
that's why you shouldn't have the coffee because the caffeine then has a stronger reaction and it's not good for your heart.
Well, I need that strong reaction.
Go back to your cubicle and shut up.
Yeah, I need that strong reaction. Otherwise, I'm not moving. Like, it's not.
You need the paddles or else you're not making it in.
And sometimes even after that, it's still tough.
It all depends.
As I literally go and get my fourth cup of coffee.
Yeah.
I've been pounding Red Bulls when I wake up, and I know that's really bad.
That's not good.
I know, but sometimes coffee really hurts my stomach in the morning because I just have a really sensitive stomach, and I find that I can pound back one of those little cans of Red Bull. As soon as I wake up, I crack it open. It's like my morning beer.
Now, that's a good idea right there.
Morning beer.
That's a good idea. You know, I was sick around New Year's, and I've switched over to tea. You know, I have a cup of coffee first thing, but then I drink tea throughout the broadcast.
Yeah.
And I think the sugar from the honey and all of that is actually gets me more high than the caffeine does.
Well, there's probably caffeine in your tea, too.
Right.
Tons.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. You're drinking a breakfast blend, which has the same amount of caffeine as a cup
Ooh,
of coffee.
Pinkies
yes.
up. Hey.
Yes.
Well, then that's what it is.
That's
so.
It. Yeah.
Because I find it's got more kick than the coffee does.
Yeah. And that's right. And yeah. They say tea is better for you. I don't know. But I'm drinking tea, too, but I also had a Red Bull this morning.
You know what else works is amphetamines, but we won't discuss that.
Well, nobody will prescribe them to me. So.
But they work great if you can get them. Just saying.
I try.
I don't doubt that at all.
I was talking about the Oscars. I got something special for you today. We've done a backwards song before. Put an oldie on the turntable and spin it backwards. And this is an oldie, but it's an oldie that has won an Oscar. So here for the first time, the backwards oldie Oscar edition. I'll play this little clip. First person to correctly identify it and get through it. 732-774-4444 will win tickets to the Outlaw Music Festival, starring Willie Nelson, Bob Dylan, Alison Krauss, Robert Plant, and more. PNC Bank Art Center this summer. Backwards oldie Oscar edition. Listen closely. Want to hear it again?
Mm-hmm.
732-774-4444. Got some takers to start here. Good morning. It's the boss.
On the road again.
No, not on the road again.
Oh, I can hear that, though.
It's a fine guess. Good morning. It's the boss. What do you think? Take a guess.
It's an Oscar song.
Right. So what do you think it is?
Sorry.
Okay.
No,
we'll try back
okay.
again. That's all right. Hi, it's the boss. Hello. Going once. Going twice. All right. Hi, it's the boss.
You take my breath away.
No, not Take My Breath Away. I like that. Let's play the song again. Sounds a little up-tempo to be Take My Breath Away, so maybe consider that. 732-774-4444. It's the boss. Good morning.
Hi, is it I've Had the Time of My Life?
Is it I've Had the Time of My Life from Dirty Dancing? Because that's what it is.
Nice job.
Man, you made that look easy. Bill Medley and Jennifer Warnes, 1988 Oscar Awards. What's your name?
Adam.
Adam, you got tickets to the Outlaw Music Festival, PNC Bank Arts Center this summer. That'll be on June 30th. Nice job.
Awesome, thanks.
All right, hang in the line. We'll get all your info. You driving this morning? How are the roads? Super wet?
It's wet, but not too bad.
All right, good. All right, hang on. We'll get right to you, all right? Made that look easy, didn't it?
Yeah, that was tough.
I've had the time of my life. Backwards oldie of the day, Oscar edition. That was a big movie, Dirty Dancing. Think of all the songs on that soundtrack. That song, by the way, and Hungry Eyes from the soundtrack, written by Jersey's own Frankie Previtt. We love Frankie.
Yes.
He wrote all those songs. He's got Oscars right there on his mantle.
It's still a great movie. And it's one of those ones that still holds up.
Big pile of cash, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Frankie's a wonderful guy.
Yeah, very, very nice.
Matter of fact, he may be at our summer blast-off.
Maybe.
Which, despite what Joe says, we will announce in a couple of weeks with all the acts. And maybe more surprises as we get closer.
I think Joe's wrong, by the way. People make plans. It's a holiday weekend. People make plans far in advance.
Well, that's because he's a pig-headed baboon.
Okay.
That's
all
why.
All right.
Because what do you expect? Time now for hashtag mom
confessions.
Boy, it pleases me when you agree with me and not him, because usually it is. Usually you're like, he's probably right. So thank you for giving me this morning. We hear from moms, we search that hashtag, and then we share them just like this.
Katie Davis said, do you think in heaven you can pee anywhere you want? My daughter asking the big questions.
Well, man, I thought I'd considered it all. And I've never thought of that before.
In heaven, do you pee? I don't think you'll have to, right?
I mean, that would make it heavenly for me. God, I would just love it. Imagine that. Never have to run to the bathroom.
Never have to go, yeah.
Hey, St. Peter, is there a porta potty anywhere?
At average_dad1 said, be warned that if you buy your five-year-old a watch, you are going to get a minute-by-minute update on what the current time is.
Sure.
Absolutely. Yes.
Guess what? It's 7:22 now. Oh, okay. Guess what? It's 10:24. Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
Grayson does that, except his watch is usually wrong because he accidentally will hit the buttons. So then the time he'll tell you, oh, well, it's 9:26. Well, now it's 11:35. I'm like, how is that possible?
He'll also do like 12:67.
Yeah.
And you're like, well, no, that's not a time, buddy. And he's like, maybe it is. Like, no, it really isn't. Yeah, it is. All right.
Then you start to question yourself. You say, is it a time? I'm not sure.
This is like the same way you treat Nolan. You just give up and just say, fine. Let him go and suck his thumb.
Danielle Turner said, I called to my son from the other room and he yelled, just text me. And that's all you need to know about parenting teens.
Yeah. Well, it's marriage as well.
Yeah. Just text me. Just stop screaming.
I'm on the bed. I can't get up now. Hashtag mom. Confessions. Every morning, 7:29:20. Send one in. You might hear yours right here. Dads and grandmoms, too, by the way.
Absolutely.
On the way, the Fast Five birthday file.
Attention, employees. This is your boss. It's come to my attention that our performance level and productivity has dropped off significantly. As of now, I want each and every one of you to focus on your job and give 110% of your time and efforts to this company. Now, as far as March Madness is concerned, be sure you complete the entire brackets when I pass them out. And remember, if you don't pick enough upsets in your Sweet 16 or Elite 8 picks, you'll be disqualified. Oh, and if Higgins wins again, this is the last year I'll volunteer as bracket manager. That is all. Well, by the way, beer pong in the break room at noon. Thanks.
I mean, for the love of God, is everybody against me today? What is he bringing up the curse of the Bambino for? I mean, it's a heartbroken Red Sox fan my whole life.
Sorry.
I mean, come on. I want to say congratulations again to Adam Fessio from Manalapan. He made it look easy. Quickly identified the Backwards Oldie Oscar Edition song as I've Had the Time of My Life from Dirty Dancing. And again, passes into the Outlaw Music Festival happening at PNC Bank Arts Center. Mm-hmm. December, June the 30th. Show info up right now if you just want to get your tickets. 1071theboss.com. Another chance to win them with your mystery oldie of the day at 7:10 tomorrow morning. All right, time now for Robbie and Rochelle's Fast Five. Five big old trending stories. Thought you needed to know. Being the know number five to number one and all that business. You'd stay in touch with us on all the socials. We're at Robbie and Rochelle Radio or at 107.1 The Boss, wherever you get podcasts. Should I make a little mention of something we've been toying with?
Sure.
Rochelle and I have been toying with the idea of doing a second podcast. Matter of fact, I'll tell you what, I could always use your help, as always. Because as I mentioned here, I'm all alone. I'm all alone here on my own island. I got everybody work. Kermit, Joe, they're all against me. So I need your help, the good people that are kind enough to listen to this show and support us every single day. We love you. We really appreciate that you take the time to listen. I really mean that. I hope you know it. Text and tell me if you think this is a good idea, if you'd have any interest in this. We've thought about doing a little second podcast, like an after hours.
Like
you
an
know?
Actual podcast.
Yeah, because our podcast really is just a chance to hear the show commercial free with all the, you know, no music, you know, just the show, right? And it's on demand. It's a show on demand, like if you save it on your DVR. But we thought about doing another show that is not the regular show. That is a little extra. And, of course, it would give Rochelle and I a possibility to say things and discuss things that maybe we wouldn't want to do on the free public airwaves.
That's right.
But for you. So if you think that's something that you'd like to subscribe to, we'd be curious what the reaction would be. You can get us on our socials at Robbie and Rochelle Radio or on the Text Connect anytime, 774-4444. I'd be very curious if you'd think it'd be worthwhile because I'm not going to do it if there's no interest. Because it's
not going to do more work if you don't.
That's right, because I'm lazy like that. But if you think there is some interest, I'd be curious. So right now, you can get us get the show on demand. There's the radio show here. Mm-hmm. Immediately after it airs, you can get it then on demand if it's more convenient for you on all the podcast platforms at 1071theboss.com. But maybe we'll start that up, and if there's an interest, I'd be more likely to do it. So I'd be very curious, and I mean that sincerely, for some feedback on whether or not that's something you have an interest in.
Absolutely.
You know? I mean, we'll talk deeper into politics, which is something I'm passionate about. We could talk about sex.
That's probably not necessary.
I can tell you what I really think of Joe with all the expletives included.
Oh, boy. We don't need that.
Number five. Who's right here? There's a guy goes into Jimmy John's and says, hey, I'd like to have a turkey sandwich, whatever
sure.
it is. And they make it for him. And then they go, by the way, it's cash only today. Credit card machine isn't working. And the guy goes, well, that's not my problem. Your register doesn't work. I want the sandwich. I've just got a credit card. I'll pay you, but I just have a card.
Yeah.
And he says, well, there's an ATM over there. I don't know what to tell you. We're only accepting cash right now. So the kid says, you know, if you don't have cash to pay, if you don't want to go get cash, whatever it is, I got to throw the sandwich. I can't just give it to you. And the guy's like, screw you. I'm willing to pay. You're the one that doesn't have a credit card machine. Give me the sandwich for free then for inconveniencing me.
Huh.
And there's been a whole debate about whether, you know, who's right. Here's a little bit of the.
You don't accept cash and you made my sandwich and you're just going to throw it away. Can I just have my sandwich?
No, I'm not going to risk my job for you.
Because you don't accept money?
No, because
you. So see, this guy gets upset that the guy's telling, so he starts recording. And you know, especially young people do this now where if there's any sort of confrontation with anybody, they record it because they think they're going to present the evidence to the jury or something.
It's smart to record it, I suppose. See, this, I think this depends on the situation. If he didn't tell the guy when he walked in that we are only taking credit card or we're only taking cash, and he asked the guy what he wanted and he made his whole sandwich and then at the end said, oh, well, we don't take credit card, I think he should give him the sandwich because
are you kidding me?
No, I think he should. He should have told him in the beginning, just so you know.
Yes, he should have.
We're only taking cash today. So before you place your order, I want to let you know that, because at that point, the guy can make the decision to A, walk away, or B, go and get cash. If he already made his order and he waited until the very end to tell him, then I think it was on the worker and it's the worker's fault. He's like, seriously?
I mean, the worker should have told him up front. That would have been the courteous thing to do. But at the same vein, I mean, you hear the guy say, I'm not going to risk my job for you if the rule is...
He's not risking his job.
Sure he is. He's giving him a free sandwich.
He's going to throw it in the trash. Either way, what's the difference? Now, Mr. I never waste food. You're saying just waste the food?
No.
It's this kid's fault for not telling him in the beginning.
I don't think you should waste the food, but I mean, I just...
So who's the food going to go to?
I mean, maybe the guy can just eat the sandwich himself, you know, but he shouldn't just give a customer free.
And that's not going to risk him.
Well, how about I go in there and just say, oh, gee, I don't have any cash. I guess you're going to give me a free sandwich.
No. If they already made the sandwich and they didn't tell you in the beginning, I think that they should. I've had this happen to me
before. I can't believe there's a debate here. Listen, I feel bad that the guy can't get his sandwich, but go to the ATM. Ask a guy on the street for a loan.
Maybe he didn't have a debit card.
Well, that's just too bad. That's the way life works. You can't just get a free sandwich because you've been inconvenienced.
He didn't walk in there expecting a free sandwich. He walked in there expecting to pay with the money that he had, and he wasn't told until the end that he cannot pay for it.
Well, then he just doesn't get a sandwich.
And the kid's
got gloves on. Just put the lettuce back in the tub.
I'm sure that's what happened. You can't do that because then there's food contamination. So there's all kinds of things. So he literally is just going to have to waste the food and throw it away when it was probably his fault for not telling or not having a sign or something. If there was a sign up that you walked in and it said it on the sign, or if he told him in the beginning, then fine. It's on the guy ordering the sandwich. But prior to that, if he didn't say anything and there's no sign and he made this guy a sandwich and now he's just going to have to throw it away, I think he should just give it to him.
Well, the good news is in about 10 years, we're all going to have these little chips in our hands that Elon Musk inserts in us and we'll just be able to pay that way. So,
there you go. Well, if their chip card works. If not, and they don't tell you, then you give me my sandwich still.
Hey, maybe you and I can make a little deal. Is there something else I can do for you?
Give me my turkey Tom, man.
Number four, there's an Oklahoma school district in hot water after video emerged of students goofing around. They're licking peanut butter off of each other's toes.
Ew. Oh, my God.
For one of the student extracurricular groups. And now parents are seeing this and are horrified. And the local news has gone there and it's getting comments from students, parents, and teachers.
It's trending. I didn't think they were going to do it. I had to ask her, like, wait, what? They're licking peanut butter off of toes. What? I am all for fundraising and all for really fun and silly things. But that right there just seems a little excessive.
Yeah, it is. It's gross. Yeah. But so what? Kids do all kinds of dumb stuff. So what? They're not breaking the law. No one's getting assaulted or anything. No one's being called names.
Being inappropriate,
no one's being bullied.
I guess.
They're just being stupid, gross kids. It's just no worse than a kid sticking his finger up his nose and being like, booger! I mean, have you been to a kindergarten?
I mean, that's gross. I would be more concerned about a peanut allergy, honestly, than the actual licking of toes.
For the love of God, this is really no different than what Kermit pulls, especially when he's here by himself on the weekend at 3 in the morning.
That is gross. But if you look at what people do on TikTok and all these stupid, I mean, they do all these dumb challenges. I don't think it's really newsworthy.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Then we get a couple of kids developing a fetish, but other than that, I think you're fine. Hey, babe, can you lick my toes?
Yeah.
Number three, remember that thing with John Travolta? Of course I do. Love it. And now, Adem Vazim. Remember that whole thing?
Adem Menzel.
Yeah, he was introducing Idina Menzel from Wicked on Broadway and from the Frozen movie at the Oscars, and he called her Adele Dazeem.
Yes.
Well, it's been 10 years. That was back in 2014. And to celebrate the milestone, Idina has celebrated happy birthday for her alter ego and made a little song.
Hey, Adele Dazeem. It's Idina Menzel. I just want to say happy birthday. I'm sending you so much love and positive energy. I hope you have the best, best day. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Adele Dazeem. Happy birthday to you.
Well, that's awesome. I love that. And I remember, can we look up that clip? Can you send me that clip somewhere? I'm sure it's on the, I'm sure we get that somewhere in the archive here. Because I remember seeing John Travolta, and you can see it on his face that he sees the teleprompter. He's doing what you should do. When you're reading a speech, you look a couple words ahead so you don't stumble, right? If anyone's ever done the public speaking, this is what you do. You look a couple words ahead. And you can see it in his face that he sees the name Idina Menzel, and in his head he goes, crap, I don't know what that is. And then out comes, I don't know. You know what I mean?
Yes.
It just fantastic.
His whole face just completely freezes when he does it.
I believe we have a whole clip here from YouTube.
There will always be a special place in my heart for the movie musical.
And he's reading and he's fine.
Create their most memorable moments.
Sure.
Here to perform the Oscar-nominated, gorgeously empowering song.
Now he tries to stall.
From the Oscar-winning animated movie Frozen, please welcome the wickedly talented one and only Adele Dazeem.
You can just see it. The wickedly talented, amazing, fantastic.
Poor John.
God, that is wonderful.
It is a great clip.
It's just the little things that let me know that God loves me.
Yeah.
And one of them is John Travolta looking like a boob on stage.
I'm so glad that Adina is just very,
just wonderful.
Okay with it and celebrating like that. That's really fun.
All right, bonus, more Kelce news today. Travis and Taylor apparently have written songs about each other. Taylor says she's got two songs because people have asked, Taylor, have you written a song yet about Travis? She says, yes, but you're probably not going to hear them because they're just too personal right now.
Mm.
So we got to
wait till they break up.
He screws this whole thing up.
Got it.
Then maybe you'll get to hear the songs. I'd be more curious to tell you what, to hear the songs that he's written about her. I'm sure those are just great. I'm sure those are like Neil Diamond. I mean, I'm sure it's like a Billy Joel song. I'm sure it's great.
I didn't realize that he was a songwriter.
Well, he's not.
He's not.
He's just a goofy football player.
Taylor, you're my whaler.
Yeah.
That rhymes, right?
Listen, I'll put that in power rotation tomorrow. Release it. Hashtag release the Travis cut, okay? Number two, Terrence Howard, actor, owes over $1 million in back taxes.
Oh, no.
He's had his lawyers argue to the IRS that he doesn't think he should pay because he believes it's unethical the government tax African-Americans who are the descendants of slaves.
That's not going to work.
Now, as horrible as that is that not insulting to the people whose ancestors went through such a horrible thing to be like, yeah, by the way, you know what that applies to? My taxes. Pay your taxes. You're a millionaire actor.
Right.
Your problems with the IRS have nothing to do with a horrible part of history. I mean, how rotten is that?
That's not cool.
I don't care for that at all. I mean, just trying to weasel out of paying Uncle Sam with using an excuse like that, that's horrible.
That is horrible. That really is horrible. And it's not going to stand up in court. He probably needs to hire a better lawyer.
It might. You never know. I got a guy you can call. Come up with all kinds of stuff. Bonus story for you. Can't end on that one. During a Pink show in Australia, Pink. Love
of
Pink.
Course.
We talked about it earlier. A female fan held up a sign, and the sign says, Pink, will you have a threesome with me and my husband, Carrie? Pink stopped the show and said, I don't know what to say. For the first time ever, I am speechless on stage. Now, she's married, isn't she? Pink is married.
Yeah, I think Carrie might be her husband. Isn't that her husband's name, Carrie Hart?
Oh, I get it. I thought it was the female fan had a husband and wanted to bring Pink in.
Yeah.
So Pink just wants to join it. She wants a throuple with him.
She wants to join Pink and her husband.
Yeah. Well.
Well?
Well.
But yeah, that would render you speechless, I suppose, especially at what is usually a family-friendly show.
Kermit, go and get their number for me, please. We'll discuss this later.
Uh-huh.
All right. And number one, it's going great so far.
It's great.
It's great. This is one for the books. Poll on reasons why to wash your hands, or wash your sheets, rather. A poll on reasons to wash your sheets, he said, more often than 11. I'll start this from the top.
Start it over?
All right. Dig in the grave. A poll on reasons to wash your sheets, more often found 11% of Americans exercise in bed.
What?
What?
A poll on reasons to wash your sheets.
What kind of exercises are you doing? Like actual exercises?
Well,
you have
Pink and Carrie over the house, and there's some exercises going on. Over 50% of us do not shower at night.
Okay.
Two-thirds say the pets come into bed.
Sure.
And around half of us eat in bed. All of these reasons why you should wash your sheets more often than you do.
Yeah. Yeah, probably. I'm still wondering about these bed exercises.
Yeah, number one reason to change the sheets is you get strangers over for a threesome. That's probably number one reason to change your
That's
sheets.
That's a really good reason to change your sheets.
You get it pink really over the house. She's, you know, she's got her hair dye everywhere.
It's glitter.
Oh, now Joe's quiet. Now he has nothing to say. Amazing. No opinions on any of this. Just leaves me hanging.
I have nothing to say about anything. I'm good.
Tuesday World Famous Celebrity Birthday File. Eva Mendez is 50. Kevin Conley, remember him as Eric on Entourage. He's 50 to E. Remember they called him E?
Yes.
Michael Irvin from your Dallas Cowboys, 58 today. The Proclaimers, the brothers Craig and Charlie. Remember, I'm going to be 500 miles for you.
I didn't realize they were brothers.
62 today. And Penn Jillette, he's the one that talks in Penn & Teller. He's 69 today.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. They were brothers.
Yeah, I had no idea.
National Unique Names Day. It's National Potty Dance Day. You know that little, oh boy, I'm in line, I got to go. National Potty Dance Day. And it's
there's a day for that?
And it's in the potty and you get a prize.
BG Brother Day. Today is the anniversary of Andy Gibb's birthday.
Oh, that's fun.
Poor guy died at 30 years old.
Oh, that's sad.
BG Brother
that
Day.
That was sad. All right, that was so really sad.
We can do pillow crunches. This is where you stack pillows at the foot of the bed and then you do crunches.
Oh, these are actual bed exercises?
Push-ups in bed. You can do roundhouse kicks in bed.
What kind of a psycho does these things?
Bridges. You can do a bridge. Leg circles. This will tone your core, your glutes, your hamstrings, and your quads. The sit and twist. Dips. I guess that makes sense. Oblique twists. Knee to chest. If you ever walk in and I'm in bed, let's exercise. Like, why wouldn't you get on the floor? Why are you doing these in bed?
How about the move when you turn on your side, you let out a little by accident? How about that move?
It's a different kind of exercise.
Sorry, I was just turning on my side, babe. My bad.
There's something called a back extension squeeze. That you should maybe practice the squeeze a little bit more. So those aren't always...
Then that doesn't happen.
Sorry about that. I was just turning on my side.
Yeah.
Not an exercise.
No.
Well, okay.
I'm dying like a BG brother here. Man, this is a rough show today.
Now, that's one too far right there.
That was too far. That was not necessary.
You took it too far.
Why would I say that?
That's not nice.
Because I'm a miserable individual. That's why. Now, via live hookup from his home, we go and visit with Uncle Ross Britton, who has a look ahead at the week, wondering exactly how things will play out for you today. He has all the answers.
Aries, you're goal-oriented today and in good shape for working with others or heading a group to accomplish something important to you.
Wow.
Your mood is optimistic, helping you bring projects to completion and connect more confidently with others. Taurus, it's possible you question a particular project, long-term goal, plan, or even your current career path today if you're uncertain it's truly doing you any favors. There may be the need to swallow your pride just for now, as it may be the best course of action later today.
Suck it down.
Gemini, you can be a little more sensitive today, with feelings running more deeply than usual with the moon in your intimacy sector. Still, today and tomorrow also favor making social connections. It's a great time to strengthen your alliances and lend a hand to those who need it. Cancer, you could find it easier than usual to take action and make effective decisions today.
Oh, good.
You're ready to take the lead if it moves you forward, even with a focus on relationships. Putting yourself out there, even just a little, can be very rewarding as well. Leo, there can be real benefits from reaching out to others and making contact. You can be well positioned today and tomorrow to work with others together towards a common goal or discover like-minded people and enjoy the rapport. Staying busy and active comes naturally. Virgo, keeping busy today and advancing personal and work projects can be in focus. While your attention may be a little divided, you're in a productive frame of mind and you can feel the sudden desire to take action on money, work, or a health matter.
Tingles a little bit.
Libra, you're well positioned to fulfill desires and connect well with a love interest or partner today. You're likely to feel quite brave in some ways and becoming much more confident about your own feelings. Life tends to speed up and you worry less about your next move. Scorpio, you're in fine shape to communicate your feelings or share your ideas and beliefs, although excess energy may be difficult to channel later in the day. You're likely at your best if you take steps to move a current project or health goal forward today or tomorrow. Sagittarius, some very productive energies are with you today and tomorrow to clear the air or discuss an emotional conflict or problem with someone you trust. You also feel more capable of moving forward, overcoming obstacles, and leaving bad habits behind.
Sure.
Capricorn, good energy is with you for personal advantages and opportunities emerging through taking positive action. Business affairs or money matters are running well for you. Although there can be disruptions or conflicts in the mix, you are coming out ahead.
Can you lend me a dime?
Aquarius, while the moon spends the day in your private solar 12th house, you would do well to take some time to chat and connect. You're inclined to assess or even question certain beliefs, learning paths, or interests later today.
Stop it.
Wondering if they're truly benefiting you. And finally, Pisces.
Finally.
You're bolder than usual and very ready to take charge of an emotional matter that may have been long overdue.
Uh-huh.
Mars is still transiting your privacy sector, and this suggests you're in a hatching phase for projects and plans.
Hatching?
You don't have to be stagnant during this cycle. And those are your Tuesday horrible scopes.
I got to be honest with you, I already feel like I laid an egg around here, so I know exactly what he means. Just before the Taylor pandemonium, remember there was a documentary on Amazon about Jason Kelce, your Philadelphia Eagles.
Yes.
And they intended, because remember we had the director on. He came out and mentioned that they were intending to do a career retrospective because everybody was speculating that Jason was going to retire a year ago.
Yep.
Might have been 2 years ago, but of course he kept playing. Well, yesterday the announcement came. We saw that Travis was in town. There were a bunch of people posting. He went to a barber shop, went and had breakfast, and then he and Mama were there for Jason's big announcement that he's retiring from football.
So this all brings us here to today, where I announce that I am retiring. Where I announce I am retiring from the NFL. After 13 seasons with the Philadelphia Eagles. And today, I must admit, I am officially overrated.
I tell you, I wouldn't be crying at all. I'd be so happy. I'd just be giggling the whole time. Like,
doesn't seem like you know he's ready.
I quit.
You know what cracks me up about all this is that if it wasn't Taylor Swift's future son, brother-in-law, whatever, maybe, whatever, right? Who cares if the Eagles center retires?
Yeah, I think it's getting outside attention because of
Who cares?
Yeah.
Would you even know who the center for the Philadelphia Eagles is?
No.
Well, I mentioned they did make the documentary about him, which was kind of interesting, and that was pre-Taylor, you know?
I know, and it's a great story, and I agree. No doubt about that. But the thing is that it's so funny because it's all because of Taylor Swift. There is no reason in the world why the whole world comes to an end because the center of the Philadelphia Eagles has retired.
Yeah.
And how old is he?
I don't care. It's the Eagles. I'm not banging on the Eagles. Do you know the name of the center of the New Orleans Saints?
No.
Do you know the center even for the Dallas Cowboys?
No, I don't know any of them.
No.
And I don't care. You're right.
He's the center.
No,
God bless him.
I agree with you. I do think they've always had kind of a story because they are brothers that are playing in opposite.
So they
are a little bit more well known players because of that. But yes, Taylor obviously made this story huge. But he sounds like, I mean, he is. I love that he says he's overrated, but he sounds like he knows he's overrated, but now he's finally popular, but he feels like he needs to retire because he doesn't want to because he's like, now people actually know who I am and I gotta go.
Yeah. He's 36 years old, gets to spend a lot more quality time with his money. He'll be just fine.
Yeah.
And I can't even tell you how excited. There'll be no press conference. I just can't even imagine how delighted I would be at 36 years old to retire and to just go enjoy however long you got. I mean, he should be the happiest man alive. He should be freaking Lou Gehrig today, okay?
Yeah, I mean, he's...
Well, you know what
maybe
I mean.
Not a good example.
I was saying. I was just... All right.
You know,
he I'm felt like saying. The luckiest man alive. This guy really is the luckiest man alive.
I mean, yeah.
Is what I'm saying.
He's married. He's got three little girls.
Does he?
He can spend time at home. I hear you, but it just to me... The way he was crying through the entire speech, it just sounds like he said he was going to do this, so he has to follow through. But because he is gaining all this fame, he doesn't really want to now. But I don't know.
The other thing he can do, he can be like, hey, can you have Taylor give me Brad Cooper's number? And then they just go hang out. You know, like she knows everybody. So he's got nothing but good stuff going on.
Can you imagine? I didn't realize he had two daughters.
He's got three.
Can you imagine those three girls, right? And their uncle is dating Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
They're little, though. I think they're like all under the age of 5. So I don't know that they're that excited yet, but I...
Yeah, they will be.
They will be. They will be.
I don't know, because, you know, I mean, I've... Again, I don't mean to sound braggadocious, but I've met Taylor Swift 6 or 7 times, and Lola could not be less impressed that I've met her. She's a huge fan, but the fact that I got pictures, I'm like, I went to her mom's house, she doesn't care at all. So I wonder, maybe the little girls don't care. You know, they just, they're unimpressed because, like, ew, it's just Uncle Travis, his girlfriend. I don't care.
I can guarantee you that that's not the case.
Yeah, well,
Lola
maybe
was unimpressed because you didn't take her with you every time you went. So she's like, great, you went, you have a picture. I mean, I don't want to see your picture. Where's my picture?
Okay. If either of you had a brother and that brother was dating Taylor Swift, Lola would be fired up.
Yeah, maybe so.
Yeah. And she would tell all of her friends.
Oh,
and
no doubt about it.
Taylor's at my birthday party. This gift is from Taylor. absolutely.
Well, we can fake it if she wants, I suppose.
I mean, that's human. That's going to happen. There's no doubt that that would happen.
So. All right.
One of the moms that, you know, of the babies that Miriam watches, when all this Taylor Swift thing was going on, she got the picture of me and Taylor that, you know, every DJ in America has, right? And she got the picture and she brings it up. She shows it to her. She goes, the mom, not the kid, the mom. She starts screaming, you met her? Oh, my God. It was so funny. I was just laughing. Here's an adult going nuts over Taylor Swift.
I didn't get that reaction when I showed off my picture, but.
No.
And there's a whole thing online where there's people that try to shame other, you know, goobers for posting pictures if someone if Taylor's in the news for some reason, or if another celebrity dies, if they get married. It's like, just because you met them for 3 seconds, don't
and
post
that's
your
literally.
Yeah,
so
don't post a picture.
For my friend Taylor Swift.
She's not your friend.
Not your friend.
No,
she's not your friend.
I hate that.
Although she did give me a hug and put her arm around me. Yeah, that was.
Anybody can join the fan club
Bon
and get
Jovi
a meet and
greet. Did that to me too. That doesn't mean we're friends.
Yeah. Sure, it does. That's a whole nother level.
No, it doesn't. Do
yes, it is.
John knows who you are. He'd take your call.
John definitely knows.
John would be on that cell phone of his.
And
has
John
no,
doesn't yes, care.
Has no
he's
service
not my
on the
friend.
Golf course. You know, hey, Rob, me, or you? It's me, John. John, got a better cell phone, John.
Speaking of golf outings, we gotta talk to them. Get in that golf outing.
Yeah, that's coming up, isn't it?
It's every year. Yeah, it's in June, I think, usually. We got to get into that. That was a fun outing.
I was just texting with our friend Lou with the JBJ Soul Kitchen
the
other
guy.
Day. So
that's the
guy. I will follow up with Lou and get you more info on that.
Yep.
We're also getting awfully close to making a big announcement about the summer blast-off. So, I mean, there's just nothing.
Oh, not yet.
Nothing but good stuff. We're getting close. We're getting close.
Later
this
month. 2 months yet.
No. At the end of March is when we announced it last year.
Yeah, and that was way too early.
Well,
we got to do it way, way too early.
Listen, we're doing it at the end of March. We're spending.
No, we're not.
Yes, we are.
No, we're not.
I don't care what you think. It's not your decision. So we're doing it at the end of March.
Well, you're making the wrong decision.
Because you want to promote the fact that you got a big big artist coming, you know?
Yeah, I know, but you want to tease it. You don't want to just say, here it is.
You guys stress me out, both of you.
You want to tease it and tease it. Oh, we got a big act. It's coming. You
what
know,
are we doing right? That's literally what we're doing right now. I mean, we're teasing.
Yeah, I know, but it's too early. People don't give a crap about something that's
today.
Going on in May and March.
Be at the end of the month. And
April,
then
May, 2 months. That's too early.
Well, worked out fine
last
year.
People don't make plans that far in advance.
Worked out fine last year. Got a big old crowd. It was great.
It was, yeah, but that's, I don't know if that's why, to be honest with you.
You know, you're just impossible. You know what I'm saying? Just impossible.
No, I thought last year you did it way, way, way too early.
Good. Well, I disagree with you, and we'll do
the
it
big
my
boss,
way.
Boss, Scott, used to do it, you know, like 10 days before. Announce the name of the thing.
Okay. Well, it's a new day and a new sheriff. So.
Well, I know, and the sheriff is wrong. We're going to run him out of town and get a new guy.
Well, that's great. You do that. And believe me, there's nothing more I'd love in life than to run out of here like Jason Kelce and never have to deal with your ass again. Jesus, in the love of God. Shut up.
St. Patty's on.
He's a wee man in a green hat with a gold buckle. Lives at the end of a rainbow with his pot of gold. All this kissing's making him horny. Wanna get lucky? Show him your shamrock shake glass.
And I'll be showing you me shillelagh.
All he eats is corned beef and cabbage. Liam Neeson's Irish, he's a badass. From a leprechaun, here's a message.
Why don't you talk Irish to me? Talk Irish to me.
St. Patty's on it.
Imagine a 40-minute speech. Doesn't that seem a little excessive? I think maybe 5 minutes would have been just fine.
A little bit.
You know?
A little bit.
It's like Nolan just going on and on and on when no one wants to hear the nonsense he has to say. Jesus. 7:07. Are we having dinner with him tonight? Is that still happening?
We're supposed to. I don't know about now.
Honest to God, I don't know how I'm going to sit through that. Just the same stories, the same stuff for 45 minutes. Him and Kelsey need to just zip it, sit down, and enjoy the money, you know? There we get a couple of accidents on the AC Expressway, actually reminds me. Nick, I have a bunch of questions for you this morning.
Okay.
We happen to be watching the Jack Reacher show. It's one of those action-adventure shows on Amazon, and there's a couple episodes that are filmed on location in Atlantic City. And being that you spend more time there than I, did you know that they did that? They filmed those there, I guess, in 2022? I didn't know that.
I did not know that. The only movie that I know that has any kind of presence is the movie Atlantic City, which obviously was shot in Atlantic City, because I'd be very upset if it wasn't. But no, that's an interesting fact.
Yeah, that movie goes back, what, like 40 years ago, though, you're talking about?
Yeah. That's, it was when Atlantic City was in its heyday.
Who is it?
Late 70s, early 80s. I know nothing about pop culture and movie stars. I'm a horrible gay. it's not my thing.
No, come on. That's a stereotype. I'm sure there are plenty of gay men that know nothing about movies. Don't say that.
It's the truth.
All right, fine.
I mean, come on.
Didn't realize that was a prerequisite in the community.
Well, it is. It is, and I just don't fit in with that. So
well, that's
I don't know what the celebrities look like. None of that stuff.
I'm trying to remember who the guy is. An older guy. It was like Donald Sutherland or Christopher Plummer. One of those people was in the movie Atlantic
sure.
City. But
Burt Reynolds, all of them.
No, there's no Burt Reynolds in that movie. Listen, this is the other thing. This is a serious weather question I want to ask you. Is it possible, because we've got like the April showers going on here in March, is it possible then we get an earlier summertime like weather in May?
We have La Nina setting up, and La Nina, if you remember last year, it was cool right through July. I mean, we had some hot days and whatnot, but it all depends on the positioning of the coldest water in the Pacific. So I'm inclined to say no, but I think we're going to go from the 50s and 60s, and then we'll probably end up at 110. That's usually what happens in June or early July here. I don't think it'll be a repeat, with that said, of last year. So maybe an earlier onset of spring, but we're probably going to have to wait until like around Mother's Day.
All right. There's Burt Lancaster, by the way.
That's it.
Burt Lancaster.
I got the first part right.
And Susan Sarandon, who's still a big movie star.
Yeah, okay.
They were the stars of the movie Atlantic City 1980. So
there it is. I was partially right on some of that. So that's all that matters. It's like my job,
he's partially right
on some of it. We got some rain out there for your Tuesday morning. Some pockets of steadier rain now moving up the North Jersey coastline through northern Ocean County, Monmouth County, and we'll probably pick up an additional tenth of an inch. We've already seen 3/4 of an inch along the coastline. But once this clears out of here, we're still looking at some mist and drizzle through the afternoon. Low to mid 50s does it for highs. Tomorrow starts off dry. Another round of rain comes in tomorrow afternoon and evening. We'll probably pick up over an inch with that system. So a very active pattern ahead.
If you have a couple of minutes today, I'm just reminded, if you go onto YouTube and you look up Albert Brooks, the comedian Albert Brooks, he was on with The Tonight Show years and years ago.
Sure.
And he does an impression of Burt Lancaster. Burt Lancaster was known in his movies back in the day for, he would always kind of grimace before he'd talk. He said, if you put hot potatoes in your mouth, you could do a good Burt Lancaster impression. It's a funny bit.
I like that.
It's He Said,
She Said
on Robbie and Rochelle in the Morning.
And we're all brought to you by Dr. Anthony Lombardi's brand new health and wellness center. Lips and IVs. We call him Hollywood Anthony because the place is just so beautiful. Feel like a million bucks. And your health is better when you leave. And that's why you should make an appointment today. He's in Marlboro, 732-838-9449. Some more on that, just a few. It's an interesting question today. This started actually as a meme that we saw online. It's the 80s. Let's say 1987. You're just walking into the mall. Maybe mom dropped you off.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you're going there yourself. What's the first store that you're heading into? Picture you as you were in 1987.
Ooh.
So I apologize if we're excluding some of our younger fans today. So we're going back to the late 80s. 1987, you just arrive. You walk into the mall. You go through the door. What's the first store you're going to? I'll tell you what, I'm heading over to the Sam Goody or the Tower Records, one of those old record stores.
Sure.
I mean, the FYE's fine. They got some stuff. You know, the Barnes & Noble's fine. But there was something about those record stores, the Saturday Matinee.
Absolutely.
You know, they had the VHS tapes and the albums. That was so fun. I used to go there and for a while, I would buy any song that was a top 10 hit because I wanted my collection to be complete with all the big hits.
They were always fun, too, because they'd have the headphones there and you could go and put the headphones on and actually listen to the CD while you're or album or whatever they had in there. And I mean, that was really fun to do.
First record I ever bought, Hip to Be Square, Huey Lewis in the News. Hey.
You're so cool.
Yeah.
Well, since I was a baby, because I'm only 28.
Uh-huh. And not alive in 1987.
Correct.
So it's just your spirit wandering
through
the mall.
Just my spirit. I'd go to KB Toys or Stride Right for sure.
Nothing wrong. Wow, Stride Right. Yeah, man. Everybody had those little slip-on Stride Rights. Remember those?
My mom would never let me wear anything other than Stride Right when I was a kid, because she said anything else would make my feet hurt and they wouldn't give me the right arch support. So it was only Stride Right until I was like 13. I'm not kidding. I was like, Mom, I don't want Stride Right.
Make sure to put the powder in there so they don't stink.
As I got older, I'd always go to Gadzooks. Remember that place?
Sure, yeah. It's a little more recent.
Early 90s. Early 90s.
I mean, I remember it, yeah.
And I'd always hit the bookstore.
Yeah. Walden Books, remember them?
Walden Books, Borders. Yeah. Loved Borders. And then, and even now, Bath & Body Works always.
1987, you arrive at the mall, you walk through those doors. What's the first store you're hitting? Maybe it's one that is long gone. 732-774-4444. Call us, text us, Facebook us. The little trip down memory lane next. Just moments away, about 10 minutes away, for movie voice guy Red Pepper's word of the day. You have yesterday's word, and you're the first caller through with yesterday's word. We got a nice little Robbie and Rochelle in the Morning tote bag for you. And we'll have a brand new word from Red Pepper, our big Mr. Movie Voice. He's the guy that goes rated PG-13. You know that guy?
Yeah.
We got him doing those.
He's that actual guy.
He's the actual guy. He's got all those deals. So he'll have the word of the day for you in a couple of minutes here. Ride home with Van Dusen this afternoon. Here's what he's got. Speaking of movies, it's a 4-pack of passes to the Basie Center Cinemas, downtown Red Bank. Go check out some of those Oscar movies like The Oppenheimer. Get complete showtimes, Basie.org or 1071theboss.com. Windows out of the boss ticket window, 520. On your ride home this afternoon. Meantime, your He Said.
She Said.
Just underway. We're going back in the day, 1987. Maybe you're a kid. Maybe you're a teenager. Mom's dropping you off at the mall with your goofy friends, right? What's the first store that you're heading into? You're going into a mall back in the late 80s. Mm-hmm. What's the first store that you would go into?
Lots and lots of answers for Spencer's.
They still get Spencer's, don't they?
They do.
Yeah.
They do. One said, I'd go right over to Spencer's. My room was covered with those black light glow posters from there.
You're full of it. You went in there because they get the nudie posters in the back and they got the fake.
They still have all of that.
Yeah, they got all the sex toys and all of that.
It's still fun to go in. They do have weird stuff in there, though. Yeah. It's not just, I mean, of course they have all the sex stuff in the back, but they've got weird mugs and crazy shirts, and they used to sell the incense and I remember they used to have the little glow stickers that you'd want to put on your ceiling so it made your ceiling look like there were stars all over. I mean, there are all kinds of weird stuff in there.
A lot of Golden Girls merch lately.
Lately,
I know that's a more recent thing, but maybe back in 87 they did too. I really don't remember.
0278 said The Limited.
Okay, yeah.
Andrew said CompUSA and Crazy Eddie's.
Crazy Eddie's, his prices are insane. By the way, wasn't there a limited 2 for young kids?
Yes. Yep.
T-O-O-2?
Yep. And a lot of those just closed recently. They were all owned by, they were owned by The Limited. That was their own brand. They used to own Express, Bath & Body Works, and then they all got sold off.
For some reason, I remember a lot of the women's clothing stores. I don't know why. There was Wet Seal. Those are gone, right?
Wet Seal. Those
579.
No, there's still some Wet Seal. I think 579's gone. Rave is gone.
How about Hit or Miss? You remember that?
I don't remember
that's
that.
That's gone. They used to always be right next to the Rainbow store. Hit and Miss and Rainbow. Yeah.
Rainbow is still around. Yeah, you can still find a couple of those. This is a little later, maybe early 90s. There was a store and there was a magazine called Delia's. And I remember I would get this Delia's magazine in the mail. And I would circle everything in it and hand it to everything from the Delia's. And they would have like the little perfume samples for, oh my God, I love Delia's. That was the best store ever.
I can't believe no one's mentioned the Radio Shack. That's a dearly departed.
Yeah, yeah.
Go in there and buy your Walkman from Sony, you know?
5262 said Chess King.
I don't remember that one. I'm assuming that was some sort of a board game.
No,
play.
That was a clothing store.
Chess
King? It was a men's clothing store.
Or maybe I do remember. Did they have like a checkered logo and like a taxi cab?
Yep.
Maybe I remember.
And 7203 said, in the late 90s, I worked at a store in the mall called the Pants Place. I was a stock boy who worked with 30 college-age girls. Best job ever.
You weasel, you. But I respect that.
Sure.
I wonder if the place was open in 87, because, of course, that was my question, but that's fine. Let's go to line two.
First store every mall I went to was the music store. The music, just look at the guitars and play anything I can for free.
Sure. Hey, let me use that guitar for a couple hours, will you?
Yeah, right on. I still do it today. Guitar Center, Beachwood Music. I go all over town, man.
Oh, yeah.
There you go, baby. Yeah. Slapping that bass. Slapping that bass.
Slapping the bass. Slapping the bass.
All right. It's 1987. You go to the mall. What's the first store you're going to head into? Little trip down memory lane today. 732-774-4444. Lines are wide open. You text same number. Get us on Facebook. He said.
She said.
People sometimes ask us, do you two ever fight? Now, I'm certainly not the most easy person to get along with, I suppose.
No.
But people ask us, they say, you know, I've never seen the two of you really get into it. Most couples can't stand each other and can't spend as much time together as we do.
Yeah, that's fair.
And people find it just amazing that we're able to do a show together and spend about 85-90% of the day together. But the answer is yes, we do. And a matter of fact, we're in the midst of a fight right this moment. Because we walk in the door this morning, and the dreaded Windows update has occurred on Rochelle's laptop.
It has.
And I'm going to be honest with you, because of the rain this morning, we're running a couple of minutes behind. And that's Murphy's Law. It's always the day when you're running a few minutes behind that there's a little speed bump. And today, you open up your computer, it's that Windows update. Hang on a second, 3%.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just going and going. And then I say to Rochelle, well, I don't feel bad for you. Because you never save any documents, and you leave all your tabs open. And I get the look, the stare of death from Rochelle.
Well, because that's a rude thing to say when I'm going through something stressful. Like, why can't you be supportive? Like,
because we've been through this.
At least say that sucks.
Like, well, it does suck. It does suck. But we've been through this many, many times. This is why I feel somewhat exonerated. This is why I tell you, you got to close out your tabs. You got to save your files before you close out your computer. Everything needs to be clean and complete before you close that computer screen. And you leave everything open, all your documents, all your internet tabs, all your programs, you got them all wide open every time you open your computer. So in the happenstance that Windows decides to bestow upon you a Windows update, you get screwed.
Listen, there are two types of people in this world.
That's true, there are.
There's the one that closes out and saves everything, and then there's the one that leaves open all the tabs, has all the notifications. There's a you and there's a me. And me is going through a crisis right now. All I was looking for was that sucks.
Well,
I didn't need anything other than that, but you got to throw your lip around here.
You know what I gave you? I told you so. I gave you a big, I said so.
You gave me a rude.
You're welcome, America.
Rude. That's what you are, rude.
Luckily, it seems to be working fine now. But yes, the answer is we do fight. People are always amazed that we never seem to have any, we just don't let you know. But sure, we do.
Yeah, we fight like really well, actually.
That's not true. We really don't fight that much. And it's never really about anything. It's always about stupid, idiot stuff like a computer, don't you think?
For the most part, sometimes.
Well, here you go. There's a thread someone sent me this morning from BuzzFeed. This kind of has to do with what we're speaking about here.
Mm-hmm.
Are you rude without realizing you're rude? And then there's debates on each of these people agreeing, disagreeing in the comments whether or not the person was rude. Listening to anything in public with the volume turned up. You see this like on NJ Transit a lot. There's some guy talking on the phone or playing music on his phone or that sort of thing. I think that's very rude.
I hate when people do that. That is so rude. Put some earbuds in. Nobody wants to hear your stuff.
Right. And furthermore, when you're on the phone, I don't understand why people would want anyone to hear their business.
Right. Right.
Parking a shopping cart in the middle of the aisle, even temporarily, so that others can't pass.
Yeah.
See, I'm very protective of my shopping cart. I don't want anybody...
You don't want anyone touching it.
Stealing my stuff or grabbing my stuff. Yeah. I mean, Rochelle has been known to say, well, finders keepers, losers weepers, and just grab the last box of whatever. Mm. So honey, bunches of oats in your cart, I'm taking it.
If you leave your cart sitting there and you walk two aisles away, I don't know if it's just an abandoned cart, if someone's putting away stuff, they're restocking. If I see something in that cart and I need it,
sure,
I'll grab it. Don't leave your cart.
Stepping off an escalator or an elevator and then stopping to look around while others are trying to get on. That happens all the time. People look like they're astronauts landing on Jupiter for the first time when they get off an escalator. You know. And also, don't be that person that the minute the door opened, I'm getting off. The likelihood is you're going to the lobby. Don't just get off without looking where you are.
Right.
You fool. That makes me crazy when people do that.
Yeah. The escalator.
A lot of people are afraid of elevators, though, too.
I guess.
Yeah, the escalator too, but that is annoying when someone steps off. This happens at the airport a lot. They've got luggage in their hand and they step off the escalator, and I understand you don't know where you're going because the airport can be confusing. But when you're standing there and you've got a whole row of people who are also getting off, you have to move a few feet forward and then figure it out. You can't just stand at the bottom.
Yeah.
Because we're all going to pile up here. That's how this works.
Here's a good one. You better be very close with somebody before you comment on their weight or you give them unsolicited advice, especially dieting advice or parenting advice. You better be very close to that person.
Yeah, you think?
You'd think that would go without saying, wouldn't you? But apparently not.
Really? People are giving unsolicited diet advice or advice about their weight?
Well, again, I think it depends on the relationship. I mean, because Joe and I fight with each other like wild animals, but at the end of the day, if he's like, you know what worked for me, I'd listen to him, and vice versa, I think, you know, but if you don't really know a person, they're like, man, you look like you lost some weight. You know what you should do? None of your freaking business what I should do.
Yeah.
And the same with my kid. Don't tell me how to parent my kid.
Yeah.
If they're being
a hellion. Really, I know they're being a hellion. That's my problem, not yours. Back off.
You're right.
You know?
You're right.
I mean, unless the kid's hitting somebody, then I understand you want to stop a dangerous situation.
Sure, sure. That's crazy, though.
Yeah. Don't tell me what I should be eating.
Yeah.
I know I'm fat. Don't worry.
No, that is rude.
I know how fat I am.
I mean, I've been around people who have said things to, not necessarily me, but to other people, and just, you know, oh, you're eating that?
Yeah.
That's rude. Keep your mouth shut. It's none of your business what I'm eating.
This would be a successful day if I can get through all the surveys I printed out this morning. You want one more?
Sure.
Since we were talking about the mall back in the day?
Yeah.
Were you born in the wrong decade? A new survey out. 29% of Americans say they have nothing in common with their own generation. They were born in the wrong era, and they would switch places with somebody if they could. That's kind of interesting, isn't it?
Sure.
I mean, I wouldn't mind growing up President Eisenhower, you know, watching Leave It to Beaver. That'd be kind of nice. But some people say they live in the Wild West or something. That's no good because then, you know, the water, you know, give you the runs. You don't want that. Middle Ages, you know, get your head chopped off. You don't want that.
That's probably not necessary.
You don't want that.
No, that's probably not.
I don't know if I want to live in the 50s because I don't think any of us are talented enough to be on the radio in 1955.
Fair enough.
I mean, those guys were really good.
Fair enough. We'd probably be on a chain gang or something.
I don't know what we'd be doing.
We'd be driving railroad tracks somewhere on the outskirts of town.
There are no Edward R. Murrows here.
Well, that's fair enough. What about you? Would you do a different generation if you could?
I don't think so.
You're happy where you
are? I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm good.
You're all in pink. You're all in Barbie. You got your Stanley. 2024 is your year, girl.
Yeah, I think I'm good.
It's your year, girl.
I mean, maybe I would have been born even later, so I was actually 28.
All right.
Honestly. I don't know that.
What do I see for myself, chain gang?
It's He Said.
She Said.
On Robbie and Rochelle in the Morning.
Yep, all brought to you by Dr. Anthony Lombardi and the new Lips and IVs, his health and wellness center in Marlboro. Now open. Make an appointment. 732-838-9449. We might see you there. Some more on that in a few. That's 732-838-9449. We're going back in the day. We got a couple people like, hey, 1987 is a long time ago. I was like 2 years old.
Mm-hmm.
But I just picked it as kind of a, you know, a great retro year.
Sure.
It's 1987 or so.
Yes.
And you walk into a mall, whatever your mall was, Monmouth maybe, Edison, walk into that mall. What's the first store that you're going to head into? Lines are open. Got a couple hanging here. A lot of texts and Facebook messages.
Yeah, lots of answers saying I was just a baby or a little kid, so it had to be KB Toys.
Yep.
Do you remember at KB Toys, they'd have that little barking dog?
Always out in front.
I mean, just, could you imagine working there, like an 8-hour shift of that one stupid dog barking? What a nightmare.
That was a great piece of marketing, though, because they put all of the little toys like that out in front, like in the walkway of the mall.
Very smart.
So there was no way, if you were a mom, that the kid was not going to drag you in there.
I know.
And then the next thing, they hit you with the video games right behind the counter.
Yep.
So they just had all the expensive stuff right up front. Very smart. Well, maybe not because there is no KBs anymore, but it seems smart to me. I don't know.
Yeah. Kayla said, I always remember my mom taking me into Dress Barn.
Sure. Yeah.
Amy said, the Hello Kitty store.
All right. I think we still got those at some malls, right?
Maybe. Cindy said, cinnamon bread. I don't know what that is, but I want it.
She means a Cinnabon? Is that what she's talking about? Auntie Annie's maybe?
She said cinnamon bread, so I don't know.
Well, it's bread and it's cinnamon. Can't be any problem there.
It could have been one of those like little local places. Because in my mall, there used to be this pretzel place called the Pretzel Peddler. And it was like the worst pretzels ever, but you always wanted them. They were like kind of stale a little bit because they made them 4 hours earlier. But for some reason, when you went to the mall, you'd want the Pretzel Peddler. And they were terrible.
Hey, who's that guy? Oh, yeah, that's the Pretzel Peddler. Oh. Wow.
Billy said Suncoast Video.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Amy said the corn dog stand in the Woodbridge Mall with a side of nacho cheese.
And again, this is a little bit after 87, I think, but of course the Disney store was nice, and those are few and far between, because it was like going to Disney in a store, you know?
Do you remember some malls had the WB store?
Yeah,
I do. They weren't around for very long, but there was a Disney store next to the WB store in my mall, and it was like heaven. I just loved going into both of them.
I think I may have a picture with Daffy Duck. They had like a statue of Daffy Duck in front of it.
Yeah.
I think I might have a picture with
that
somewhere.
Really funny. 8074 said Woolworths.
Woolworths, sure.
And Michael said the cookie machine, the best chocolate chip cookies ever.
There was another one that started with, it wasn't Woolworths, started with a W2. It was one of those department stores, and that's going to make me crazy now. I can't think of it. Woolworths is one that had the counter and all of that.
Uh-huh.
What the hell was the name of that other place? Oh, man, that's going to drive me crazy. If anyone remembers, it was like a little five and dime store started with a W. I'm going to have to think about that. Line two. Hi, it's a boss. Good morning.
Hi, we used to go to Bridgewater Commons. They used to have Sam Goody.
Yes. Yeah, I think someone mentioned Sam Goody. That store is great. They had a really good selection, too.
Oh, yeah, we could browse that for hours.
Did they have strawberries? Now, I grew up in New England. Strawberries Records was big, and they had Coconuts Records. You remember either of those?
Coconuts we had down here, down Tom's River, but that faded out. That was like later.
Yeah, and of course Tower Records in the city. I used to love that. That was fun to go. They had like five stories of records. It was unbelievable.
Oh, that's a whole another ball game, Tower Records.
There's a good documentary if anybody's interested on that, on the history of Tower Records, which is I think a California outfit, but they had a whole bunch of those. So
yeah.
All right, give me one more. Give me a kicker here.
Somebody said Woolco. Is that what you're thinking?
No, that was like the little smaller Woolworth.
Okay,
I don't know. I'll think of it.
2911 said the game room in the East Brunswick Square Mall.
That's a good answer.
Yeah.
You're walking into the mall back in the day, we'll say, yeah, late 80s. What's the first store you go to? We got a fun graphic up on the Facebook page. You can answer there or the text connect, 732-774-4444.
Dan said, well, I wouldn't go into it, but I'd have my nose like the up to the glass like Ralphie from the Christmas Story at Victoria's Secret.
Yeah. You have more fun. You get more tantalizing views into Frederick's of Hollywood.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Remember Frederick? I don't think those are around anymore.
To this day, I don't want to look like a creep. I'm always staring at the ground as we walk by, you know?
Probably
like,
a good idea.
Just stare at the ground, gentlemen. Thank you for those. Oh.
I'm Red Pepper with the word of the day on Robbie and Rochelle in the morning. Do I really have to do this?
Yes.
Are you paying me?
No.
You're not even paying me nothing, are you? Chris? Okay, let's do this. I'm Red Pepper with the word of the day on Robbie and Rochelle in the morning. Earth. What the hell is Earth? I'll just say it, okay? E-R-F. Earth.
That's right. Today's word of the day is ERF. E-R-F. ERF. Now, if you have yesterday's word of the day, call right now. First caller through, 732-774-4444. Yesterday's word of the day from Mr. Movie Voice, Red Pepper. And we'll get you Robbie and Rochelle in the morning. Tote bag. Good morning. It's the boss.
Yes. Shopping in Woodbridge Mall.
Oh, we got a he said, she said answer here.
At All Cotton and Bennington.
Oh, those are good answers, too. All right, thank you for those. Appreciate that. A little bonus. That's okay. Good morning, it's the boss. Hello? Going once?
I just wanted to say about the stores.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, Bamberger's.
Yeah, remember Bamberger's?
And Newberry's.
Newberry's,
sure.
Yes. Yeah.
Sure. Yeah, that was a good one, too. All right, thank you for those. A couple of callers I missed there, I guess, on the topic. But you have the word of the day. First caller, 732-774-4444. We'll get you Robbie and Rochelle in the morning tote bag. Keep the lines open for that. From Red Pepper, Mr. Movie Voice. Today's word, ERF. We're going to get a winner here, and let's try line one.
Hi, the word of the day?
Yes, yeah. What was it?
Bum fuzzle.
Yes!
It was
you
indeed.
Did it so great.
It was
too.
Indeed bum fuzzle.
Thank you.
That was almost as good as Red. That was pretty good.
Well, you said you wanted it that way.
Absolutely.
Oh, that's great.
And what's your name?
Madeline.
All right, Madeline, we got a nice Robbie and Rochelle morning tote bag for you, so you have to worry about those stupid plastic bags and all of that. All right.
Great, thank you.
All right, hang on the line. We'll get all your info, get that to you. Hopefully you kept track this morning. I'll give it to you one more time. ERF, E-R-F, ERF, today's word of the day. Listen and win tomorrow morning around 8:20 and get a brand new word from Red.
Looking for a credit card suited to your diminished intellectual abilities? Introducing the Capital Dumb Rewards Card, the only credit card that offers cash on purchases idiots make. Timeshares, black market fireworks, those things you put in the holes of Crocs, a hot dog from 7-Eleven, Nickelback albums, tickets to Madame Web, Thin Mints, super hot hot sauce to impress your friends, anything from the TikTok shop, the Capital Dumb Rewards card. What's in your head? Nothing.
We had some late stragglers. Bamberger's is one of them. We were talking about the first store in the mall back in the day. Like late 80s, 90s, you go into the mall. What would be the first store you want to visit?
Lessage, Sharper Image.
Oh, yeah. Remember Sharper Image?
Love Sharper Image. They always had those super comfy massage chairs.
Everybody just go in there and try all the merch.
Yeah. Carolyn said Fashion Bug and Orange Julius.
Mm-hmm.
And Bill said, screw the mall. Route 9 Flea Market. Go way in the back and buy Springsteen bootleg albums.
Well, that's fun.
Yeah.
All right. We'll keep that going on the Text Connect and the Facebook page all day. You see that story that John's son, Jake, proposed to that, what's her name there? Millie Bobby Brown.
Bobby Brown.
Underwater and almost lost the ring because he's trying to be fancy.
Don't let it go
in the drain. You know, John's slapping him going, what are you doing? What are you doing? Be traditional. We are proud to work with Dr. Anthony Lombardi. Now, for over 20 years, he's been the number one guy for Botox, the number one injectionist in this great Garden State. But he's got a new health and wellness center we want you to know about, and that's why we've been talking about it. And we've also been going to Lips and IVs in Marlboro. Rochelle is doing the Botox and the Almatet, and she had the IV treatment with some vitamins. That was like Luke Bryan the other night at American Idol.
That was so strange.
He did the IV vitamin treatment. It was the same deal, just like you did at Dr. Lombardi's.
Exact same thing. You pump all those vitamins in at once. Luke is one of those people who doesn't like to take them daily, so he went ahead and tried the IV, and it really does keep you healthy. And I am accrediting my IV therapy. I don't know that this is the fact, but
it didn't hurt.
It did not hurt, and I have not been sick once this season, and everyone around me has. So that big boost of vitamins really, really did help.
No doubt about it. Now he also does wellness, and he does do the regular vitamins as well, and nutrition plans, and now the semi-glutan treatments, which I've been on myself because I got a big amount of weight to lose. Listen, if you're looking to just take off a couple pounds for your bathing suit, really, let's be honest, that's not what we're talking about here. It's for people that have got a real need to get on a new lifestyle, eat better and feel better. And of course, some help losing that weight because it's hard to do on your own. And that's what it's all about. And I'm down. I'm looking forward to going on Thursday. I'm already down about a dozen pounds. So I'm hoping the shirt doesn't feel bad. I got to say.
Yeah, it's a little loose today. It really is.
Facials, medical grade skincare. It's Lips and IVs by Dr. Anthony Lombardi. Make your appointment today. 732-838-9449. That's 732-838-9449. Real easy to get to right there, South Main Street in Marlboro, online.
Lipsandivs.com.
And on the Instagram, too.
Mm-hmm.
I'm much nicer than I claim to be, don't you think? I'm a sweet guy.
Okay.
On the way, Michelle has the business of the day. If you're listening at work, could win a dessert tray for you and your coworkers from Chocolate Carousel in Wallace. Get some great music, too, so keep it locked in right here on Boss Radio. Back for the Hump Day Show, bright and early, 6 a.m. tomorrow. We'll have pre-coffee thoughts to start the day. We'll go to the Celebrity Hotline, talk to Academy Award winner, actress Hilary Swank.
Whoa.
About her new movie in the box office right now. We'll do a Mystery Oldie at 7:10. More passes to the Outlaw Music Festival coming to PNC Bank Arts Center this summer, the former Guard Arts Center, Garden State Arts Center. We'll do He Said,
She Said
at 7:50. Fast Five, birthdays, horrible scopes, and a whole lot more in the morning.